once again, afternoon in America, morning in Australia. There we go. Our sun's already up. We've got a nice sunny day outside. A little bit cold though. Still got winter hanging around. Been a cold winter this year. I think I've told you that already. All right. For the next 30 minutes, we're going to be doing what's called a She-Wolf trance. If you're new to this, it's going to be a whole new experience for you. Reverse Speech talks about the metaphor known as She-Wolf, which it describes as the most powerful metaphor of all. The She-Wolf actually comes from mythology, where the She-Wolf suckled Romulus and Remus, who went on and founded the Roman Empire. And so the She-Wolf is the mythological founder of Rome. She's responsible for creation and manifestation. What we do with She-Wolf can manifest into the physical world. Basically what we're going to be doing is in the Metawalk today, we're going to be bringing to life those of you who haven't experienced She-Wolf metaphor walks before. We're going to be bringing your She-Wolf to life. We're going to go hunting, and we're going to do a few things. Anyway, so what I'm going to want you to do is to sit back nice and comfortable and relaxed, okay? Maybe you could even lie down. That would be a good thing to do. We are going to take you on this journey, okay? So tell me when you're ready. You can't tell me, can you? Okay, so I'm going to assume you're ready and lying down, nice and comfortable and relaxed, making sure no one can disturb you. Okay, we are going to begin. Okay, I'd just like you to close your eyes and just clear your mind of all the events of the day and the week. And just let them fade away into the background. So the only thing that's important now is you lying down, listen to the sound of my voice, allowing the conscious mind the opportunity to gradually begin to slow down, function by function, step by step, whilst the unconscious mind now begins to rise to the surface. Each breath that you take, each sound that I make, allowing the process of relaxation to gradually begin. Good. And I'm going to give you some nice little instructions now that will assist the physical body in completely relaxing. And as the physical body relaxes, so too does the deep unconscious rise to meet the conscious. And to begin this process of relaxation, I'd like you to focus all of your attention onto your forehead. And as you focus on the forehead, I'd like you to imagine you can feel three tendons or muscles stretched very tight across the surface of the forehead between the left and the right temples. And these muscles are stretched tight, representing the general stress and tension that we carry around during the day and the week. And as you focus on these three tendons, I'm going to count backwards from three down to one. And as I count, I'd like you to imagine that each tendon or muscle is gradually beginning to relax. And as each muscle relaxes, the conscious mind goes on standby even more as the world of the deep unconscious rises to the surface more. You can now, on the count of three, first tendon relaxes. Like a rubber band that was once stretched tight, it now begins to hang loose. Good. When you count backwards now to two, second tendon relaxes. Conscious mind going on standby even more. As we count down now to one, final tendon relaxing, tension, anxiety draining completely away as a wave of relaxation now begins to flow all through your body. The muscles in your cheeks relax. Muscles around the eyes relaxing. Eyelids becoming very heavy as you sink deeper and deeper and deep into trance. Yeah. And your shoulders and arms can relax now. Your chest and stomach relaxing. Your hips relaxing. Your legs. And finally, your feet. Until the whole body lies perfectly calm, perfectly relaxed. The unconscious mind now preparing to shift and alter in accordance to the images I'm now about to give. Good. Now we're going to be working with a very specific metaphor today, and that's the metaphor known as the she-wolf. And the she-wolf resides in the part of the body called the reptilian brain cortex, which is located at the base of the skull where the spine meets the skull. And I want you to focus on that part of your body now at the base of the skull. And as I directly access the she-wolf metaphor now, I like to imagine that part of your body becoming a little bit warm. As the energy is activated, the she-wolf rises to the surface. And in your mind's eye, you see the home of the she-wolf, which is an ancient primordial forest. And this is a forest that goes back in time, millions and millions of years. And I can imagine you walking through this ancient forest. See the sunlight streaming through the thick trees. Hear the sounds of animals yicking on the wind. Feel the atmosphere in this ancient forest. And as you walk through the forest, I'd like to imagine you come to a clearing amongst the trees, and there's a creek flowing alongside of the clearing. And you're going to walk up and stand in the center of the clearing. And as you stand in the center of the clearing, we're going to directly access the she-wolf metaphor. And I'd like you to imagine you can see a very small, pure white wolf cub walking into the clearing. And this is the young metaphor of the she-wolf just being born. I'd like you to carefully pick the young wolf up and carry her over to the creek where she's going to begin to drink. And as she drinks, she grows in size, becoming larger and larger. And the more she drinks, the more she grows, until eventually she's the size of a young adolescent wolf. Not quite fully grown, but certainly large enough and strong enough to take care of herself in the forest. And that's what she's going to do now. She runs into the forest, gets to center some prey, and she sees a warren of rabbits amongst the trees. She stalks the rabbits, she attacks, and she eats. And as she eats, she grows in size even more. And with each rabbit she catches, so too do you begin to manifest into your physical world your needs and desires. And your unconscious knows that very well, and even as we are doing this journey now, it is starting to create that scenario. Excellent. And now the she-wolf comes running back to your side as a very large, fully grown, pure white wolf. We walked through the forest together. And like you can imagine, you come across a large woolly mammoth amongst trees. And the woolly mammoth is the largest game of all. And as the she-wolf catches a mammoth in your mind's eye, then so too do you manifest great wealth and business opportunities into your life. And so like you'd imagine, you see a large woolly mammoth. And the she-wolf crashes down as she approaches. And she jumps up and she bites the wolf in the woolly mammoth in the jugular, and the woolly mammoth falls to the ground dead. And the she-wolf feasts on its flesh as the deep unconscious shifts and alters now. And now I'm actually seeing other wolves with us in the journey. I'm seeing five wolves altogether. So I believe there's five of you out there who have joined me in this journey. I'm glad you could come. And all of us now, I imagine we're all together as a pack. And so with us in the forest is five other wolves. And we go running through the forest together. As the deep unconscious continues to shift and alter. And as we walk through the forest, we come to the other side of the forest where there's a lush green valley. And scattered all across the valley floor, you can see stones and rocks and boulders. And I'm going to introduce you to one of the powers that the she-wolf has. And the she-wolf can shoot laser beams out of her eyes and levitate objects. And so what we're wanting her to do is to move the rocks and boulders and start to build a castle in the middle of the valley floor. I want you to see the she-wolf move one rock and then the other. She lays them on top of each other. And as the deep unconscious continues to shift and alter, this image forms. And the castle is slowly built. One rock upon the other, as the walls were formed, and the turret and the roof, as the she-wolf continues to build the castle, levitating the rocks with the laser beams that shoot out of her eyes. And then when she's finished, you see a large, fully built castle in the middle of the valley floor. And just as she-wolf built you the castle, then so too does she begin to bring into your life wealth and riches and opportunities as the deep unconscious processes these images clearly and succinctly. Now, I'd like you to imagine that at the other end of the valley, you can see a tall mountain. And the wolf pack of five wolves is going to run to the top of the mountain. And as they approach the base of the mountain, I'd like you to imagine what it would be like to be the wolf. What if you were actually the wolf and could see through the eyes of the wolf? Experience the sense of the forest that the wolf experiences, to smell the scent, the sharp vision. And as the unconscious continues to access these images, you run up the side of the mountain as the she-wolf. And when you reach the top of the mountain, you throw back your head and howl as the deep unconscious shifts and alters now. And this howl echoes on the wind, travels out across the land, touching all those who touches it, as the deep unconscious continues to process these images now. And now on the horizon, once you manage, you can see dozens of other wolves running up to join you. They hear your howls. They hear your cries. They run along the land, run up to the top of the mountain, and eventually there's dozens and dozens of wolves on the mountain top. As the she-wolf now begins to grow the reverse reach business, so it becomes profitable and successful, reaching and touching all the lives who it comes in contact with now. And this is the end of this journey. And I'm going to count from 1 to 5, bring you back up out of trance. And you'll come back to the room wide awake, fully refreshed. And the unconscious will process all these images over the next few days and weeks. So on the count of 1, just have the images slowly begin to fade. As 2, the unconscious mind receives back to where it was. And 3, breathing and heart rate gradually begin to return to normal. As 4, conscious mind reawakens. And 5, you can open your eyes and come back to the room wide awake and fully refreshed. There you go. That was a she-wolf trance. Now, I was holding these journeys once a month online, and we kind of fell out of routine in doing them. So I want to start them up again, She-Wolf Journeys. They'll be free. If you want to join in the She-Wolf Journeys, email me at backwards@reversespeech.com. I'll make sure you get on the She-Wolf Group mailing list. That's backwards@reversespeech.com. And we will get together again. We'll get together again once a month to do regular she-wolf journeys, where we all become wolves and go hunting as a pack into the forest. And if you want to know more about she-wolf and other metaphors, the best book for you to buy is my autobiography, which has just been released this week. It's called It's Only a Metaphor. And you can get your copy of this book shipped immediately from itsonlyametaphor.com. That's itsonlyametaphor.com, and you can see get a copy of the book, my latest book. I'm writing my next book right now. I've already started it. It's called The Still Small Voice, and it goes right into all the spiritual aspects of reverse speech, which are vast and varied, as anyone who has looked into reverse speech for any length of time will know. The spiritual insight and revelations that reverse speech gives is simply unsurpassed. Quite amazing stuff. So get your copy of It's Only a Metaphor. Go to itsonlyametaphor.com, and the book will be shipped to you. Marvelous book. You don't want to miss out on it. Okay. All right. No further news. Yes, there is. We've got a training class starting October the 7th. This class is pretty much full. We have 20 students. I was going to cut off at 20. I can squeeze a couple more in if you're wanting to join the class. If you don't manage to join the class starting in October, I'm going to be holding another class in November. But one of my trained practitioners out of Melbourne, Debbie Fitzgerald, is going to be conducting her own class by herself online. So there you go. So we're getting so many students coming in to get trained. We need to split it up into two classes. So that's going to be really awesome. The field of reverse speech grows. We march on. More and more analysts getting trained all the time. And as more and more analysts get trained, the word will spread out across the land, and we will make an impact, make a difference. We have started up the Research Institute. For those of you who aren't aware, that's Reverse Speech Research in London, run by Dina Patel. I need to contact Dina and to see what she's up to. We had her on the show a little while back talking about her plans for the Research Institute, which will be to validate reverse speech, to seek academic acceptance, and to expand the public awareness of reverse speech, all done through the Reverse Speech Research Institute out of London. And we'll get Dina back on the show to talk about her plans and what she's doing and all that type of good stuff. So there you go. So if you want to join this class, October the 7th, call me after the show. Let me give you the number to call me on. This is my American number. It's 503-568-7077. That's 503-568-7077. That's my number in the United States. If you want to join the upcoming training class, give me a call on that number. We'd love to have you. If we can't fit you into this class, we'll get another class started as soon as we possibly can. Okay? All right. So, I think that's all for the top of the hour. We'll be going to our break any second now. Well, we're going to come back and we're going to finish off with some more reversals from the archives. And as we continue our journey through the unconscious mind, I hope you enjoyed the She-Wolf trance. They're quite amazing things to experience. And you will see synchronicities beginning to flood into your life over the next few days and weeks. Okay, don't touch the keyboard, folks. We'll be back right after this.
What if we already know how to prevent and to reverse every known so-called disease? What if the government is in cahoots with the allopathic system to hide this information from you to keep you weak and enslaved to their system? What if living a higher quality of life than you ever thought possible was available to you now? Well, it's true. It's easier and more cost-effective than you think, and so life-changing that your only regret will not be having done it sooner. Because you already know what the answer is. Royal Velvet Pure. You've heard Jeff talk about it. You've heard the incredible testimonies that it has scores of benefits and it works for everyone. Now you may not know this. We have partnered with Jeff to empower you, giving you an opportunity we do not give anyone else. When you buy two Royal Velvet Pure, we give you another one free. Want to take that first step toward freedom and positive transformation? Go to royalvelvetnow.com. Click on the rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner or call us toll-free 1-877-488-7423.
Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then reverse speech session work is for you. With reverse speech session work, your voice is recorded and then analyzed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioral problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behavior. Change your life today. Sign up for reverse speech session work. Go to www.reversespeech.com or call 503-568-7077. Oops, sorry. Okay, we're back. I was dreaming. This is David Oates from Reverse Speech. And we are looking at the reversals from the archives again for the last half hour of the show. Don't forget, training class starts October the 7th. If you want to get in on this class, go to the reversespeech.com or call me on 503-568-7077. 503-568-7077. All right, here's Trump talking about 911.
Is that in between all the windows, you had the steel on the outside. So you had the steel on the outside of the building. That's why when I first looked, and you had big, heavy I-beams. When I first looked at it, I couldn't believe it because there was a hole in the steel.
And this one says they value the hit.
We value the hit.
Huh, wonder what he means by that. They value the hit. All right, here's the next one.
Including a couple of your very distinguished folks from New Hampshire who were against me, who are now for me, and you're allowed to announce the names.
This one says, sign this ballerina.
Sign this ballerina.
I'll be bothered.
Sign this ballerina. Sign this ballerina.
Okay, sign this ballerina. Whatever he means by that, I don't know. Here we have another one.
When you talk about the mental health problems, when people come back from war and combat and they see things that maybe a lot of the folks in this room have seen many times over, and you're strong and you can handle it, but a lot of people can't handle it.
This one says, so you avoid black enemies.
So you avoid black enemies.
I'll be bothered.
So you avoid black enemies.
That's clear, too.
So you avoid black enemies.
Yeah, let's run the fours on that again. Get a context.
When you talk about the mental health problems, when people come back from war and combat and they see things that maybe a lot of the folks in this room have seen many times over, and you're strong and you can handle it, but a lot of people can't handle it.
Talking about people coming back from war, so you avoid black enemies.
So you avoid black enemies.
Huh.
So you avoid black enemies. So you avoid black enemies.
That's the second reversal from this tape that has been fairly cryptic and difficult to understand exactly what they're trying to say. So, anyway, all right, there we go. Okay, so if we move on. Okay, that's all out of that file. We are still looking. We're into October of 2016. And I don't know what happened to that file, but there's no reversals in there. Well, that's very bizarre. No reversals in there? Okay, all right. We'll try another one. Only got three reversals in here. What's going on here? These are old files. Here's the three on Jeff Rentz.
We'll see what happens. It's up to you. It's up to all of us.
And this one says, believe us if I had a whistle.
Believe us if I had a whistle.
Yeah, see, I when I found this reversal, I assumed that if I had a whistle, if I could get the message out, if I could be heard, if I could capture people's attention, okay? Believe us, if I had a whistle. Well, Jeff Rett does have a bit of a whistle, doesn't he? And here's another one on Jeff.
Okay, that's our program on this Friday night.
This one says, send out my wolf across the land, the head. So I send out my wolf across the head.
Send out my wolf across the head.
Oh, yeah.
Send out my wolf across the head.
Say it once more.
Send out my wolf across the head.
Well, what a strange reversal. Huh. Here's the forwards again.
Okay, that's our program on this Friday night.
Oh, yeah, send out my wolf across the head. Let me be heard. I'm sending my message out.
Send out my wolf across the head.
Send out my wolf across the head. Send out. My wolf,
and here's another one on Jeff Rentz.
This whole year plus of all the reversals you've worked on, and your girl up in Canada.
This one says, "We shall serve you love."
We shall serve you love.
Wow.
We shall serve you love. We shall serve you love.
Wow, that's a great reversal. Nice reversal to Helen Jeffries. I should actually play him that one on his show. Point of fact, I might go do exactly that. I'm going to play this one on his show that I'm doing tonight. I'm just trying to find the file where I've got his show tonight saved. There we go. No, that's not it. There we go here. Okay, we're just going to save this. Be with you in 1 second. Okay, all right. So now we are going to move along to another subdirectory. We're still looking. Huh. No, wrong one. Oh, I see what I'm doing wrong. Ah, right. Okay. I'm in the wrong year. I was looking through my files thinking, where they all vanished to? I'm in the wrong year here somewhere. Okay, all right. So let's okay, so here we have Joe Biden slamming Donald Trump.
The press always asks me, don't I wish I were debating him? No, I wish we were in high school, I could take him behind the gym. That's what I wish.
And this one says, America, you wished, and now he begins to kill. I'll be bothered. Huh. Oh, dear me. That sounds almost creepy. Here we have David Icke.
The Al Gore... George Bush election.
Oh, yeah. How can you forget that?
Right? Oh, no, this is on me. Ha, ha, this is on me. It says I'd like a female.
Yeah.
I'll be bothered. I'll be bothered. Let's run the heck in. That's funny. Here's me forwards.
The Al Gore, George Bush election.
Oh, yeah. How can you forget that? Right?
And I'd like a female. That's funny. I guess I would like a female in my life. Who'd put up with me? I'm so busy. So busy. All right, here we have Hillary Clinton again.
And you know, I am sick and tired of the negative, dark, divisive, dangerous vision and behavior of people who support Donald Trump.
This one says, play it again.
Play it again.
Play it again. Okay, here she's bragging after the election.
And sitting next to her and taking her in my arms and saying.
This one says, get nervous.
Get nervous.
Huh.
Get nervous.
Oh, it's certainly there. There's no doubt about that. Get nervous. Okay, all right. Here we have Hillary again.
An American Indian children, nearly 2 million children.
This is Hillary, new bullshit.
You weren't nervous.
I'll be bothered.
You weren't nervous.
Her speech is so funny sometimes. It's the things that come out with it. People get so offended by their reversals. It's really quite amazing. Okay, here we have another one.
In every country, on every continent.
And this says, I'm not giving up.
Then off your brain up.
Yep, okay, all right, there you go. All right, so moving on down this. Oh, this is a classic Hillary Clinton.
The stories of the young people we're honoring tonight.
And this one says, oh, be quiet. This is a spirit telling you to shut up.
Oh, be quiet.
Now, there's another oh, be quiet reversal on Hillary that I play fairly often. I don't know where it is at the top of my head, but Her soul or spirit is telling her to shut her mouth. Oh, be quiet. That's funny. Yeah. Okay. All right. So let's move on to the next one here. And here we go.
We need you. America needs you. Your energy, your ambition, your talent. That's how we get through this.
This one says, seen the crime regime.
Seen the crime regime.
Certainly there, no doubt about that. Okay, all right. And here we have next one down. This is Hillary, post-election. Let's run this forwards.
Like the Children's Health Insurance Program. You know, that could never have happened without Republican leaders. Now it covers 8 million kids.
And this one says, you're bullshit. She sounds quite genuine and empathetic forward, doesn't she? But then we hear the reversal, you're bullshit, and it makes you wonder what on earth is going on. Okay, here's Hillary again.
That we now are going to want to do everything we can to help you.
And this one just simply says, oh, I'm evil.
Oh, I'm evil.
Wow.
Oh, I'm evil. Oh, I'm evil.
Yeah, that's on the Barack Obama. Wow. Okay. Here is George Soros.
To bring about a better world order.
This one says, an order.
An order.
An order.
Well, he definitely wants a new world order. Whether you see that as good or bad, that's up to you. Here we have the next one along.
In all the countries where we have foundations, spent over $100 million doing it. And it was really questionable whether we would have a systemic effect.
This one says, effort, we must seize the battle.
Effort,
you must seize
the battle.
Oh, yeah.
Effort, you must seize the battle. Effort, we must cease the battle.
It's not seize, it's cease. We must cease the battle.
Effort, you must cease the battle.
Cease.
Effort, you must cease the battle. Effort, you must cease the battle.
I wonder what battle he's talking about. Now I heard it as you must cease rather than we must cease.
Effort, you must cease the battle.
Effort, you must cease the battle.
It's he, I'm hearing he.
Effort, you must cease the battle.
Yep, I'm hearing he. Gee, I can't wait to the day when we've got computers finding these reversals for us. Won't that be awesome, hey? And they can go straight to the nice, clear ones. Software to find that would be just amazing. Incredible stuff. So we're slowly getting there. Got a lot of work to do yet, but we'll get there. We'll get there. All right, here we have another one on George Soros.
To focusing on that. We also have a tremendous responsibility.
And this one says, and I assault you, our monies are offered. Well, it's clear too.
Yep.
You know what? When you hear some of these verses, okay, maybe we don't know what they necessarily mean, but gee, you certainly can't deny their existence. And, one of my favorite sayings is all a skeptic has got to come and do is come to my house for a week, sit next to me while I work, and you won't leave a skeptic. You'll leave believing that this is a valid and real phenomenon. I have got hundreds of thousands of reversals on my computer. 30 years of client work, all stored and saved. One day someone's going to go through it all and go, wow. That'll be quite an amazing day. You can read all about my journey in It's Only a Metaphor, the book that's just been released. Goes all into the metaphoric structures of reverse speech, and it goes into the history, how it was built and grew and expanded. So if you want to know all about reverse speech, go to itsonlyametaphor.com. That's itsonlyametaphor.com, and download your copy of my autobiography, which was released this week. You'll find it a fascinating read, I'm sure. I think it's a good read, anyway. No. All right, here's George Soros again.
We already confirmed everything.
And this one says, fuck in a live mirror. There we go. Make of that one what you will. I don't know what to tell you about that one. All right, here we have next one on George Soros.
So the fact that I'm not broke shows that I don't believe that I'm God.
And here he says, I'll never fear God. I'm actually hearing, I'll never fear the God. Yeah, all right, okay. So, next one along. Here's Soros, there's Soros again.
I would choose for an experiment in introducing democracy.
And this one says, it's a government secret meeting. Not so sure what that means. A secret meaning about something? Who knows? Who knows what he's talking about? Okay, so next one along here. Here's George Soros.
That is now sort of public knowledge, and it's expressed in the views that public opinion research.
It says, may they fuck it up.
May they fuck it up.
I'll be bothered. Wow. Let's get the Fords again. I want to hear what he's talking about Fords so we know we've got a context on this.
That is now sort of public knowledge, and it's expressed in the views that public opinion research.
Oh, okay. That's unconscious sabotage, that one. May they fuck it up. Yeah, definitely unconscious sabotage. No doubt about that. Okay, all right. All right, so may they fuck it up. And, here's a nasty one. It says, fucking a live mirror. Hang on, let me go and bring them up. I got to close out all my programs here. Okay, all right, so I saw George Soros and... where's the one I saw? Well, it's totally vanished. How about that, hey? Nope. All right. Can't find it. Okay. All right. So let's have a look at the next one here. Here we go.
I became concerned with the problems of globalization, where you have global markets.
And this one says, stay calm, global.
Stay calm, global.
Huh.
Stay calm, global.
I'm not sure hear that as stay calm, noble. Let me just hear that again.
Stay calm, noble.
Stay calm, noble.
Yes, noble.
Stay calm, noble.
Stay calm, noble.
Stay calm, noble.
Stay calm, noble.
I could be global.
Stay calm, noble.
Anyway, make of that what you will, okay? All right, here's the George Soros talking about the seriousness for them to get cracking.
In all the countries where we have foundations, spent over $100 million doing it. And it was really questionable whether we would have a systemic effect.
And here he says, effort, we must seize the battle.
Effort, you must seize the battle.
It's actually cease the battle. That's the one I played earlier. I think I already played these, haven't I? Effort, we must cease the battle. I'm not sure if I played this or not. All right, here he's talking about Nazi death camps.
I had no role in taking away that property. So I had no sense of guilt.
Are you religious?
No.
That's what it says. Now we're heavy, we abound.
Yeah, we're heavy. We're
Anyone have any clues as to what grow on, go on, or grow on, or whatever he says there. Anyway, now a heavy war wound. Yeah, there we go. Make of that one what you will. Okay, all right. So, next one along. Here we go. Play it forward.
An American Indian children, nearly 2 million children.
And here she says, Hillary knew bullshit.
You weren't near bullshit.
I'll be bothered.
You weren't near bullshit.
You weren't near bullshit.
Can't stand it, can she? All right, next one along.
And then I think we are off to this vicious circle of escalating violence because there will be increased resentment.
Okay, this one says sacred far night.
Sacred far right.
Yeah, okay, make of that one what you will. Okay, and we'll replay the OB the crime. Seeing the coming regime is this one.
Like the children's health insurance program. You know, that could never have happened without Republican leaders. Now it covers 8 million kids.
This one says, you're bullshit.
You're bullshit.
You're bullshit.
She can't help herself.
You're bullshit.
Can't help herself, can she? It's all over the place. Listen to Wrench Tonight from 9 to 10 for reverses on Hillary Clinton this week, actually. She's on the blame game trail, blaming everyone in the kitchen sink for her election loss. I don't remember Mitt Romney or John McCain writing a book when they lost the election saying why they lost it. Seems like a bit of an ego push to me. Why don't you write a book about why did you lose an election? And then in the book, blame everyone but yourself. Planet has a huge policy with introspection, looking inside of ourselves and seeing who we really are. We have great difficulty in doing that, knowing who we are and embracing who we are, seeing who we are if we're not liking it, making appropriate changes. We need to learn how to do that, and we need to learn how to do it fairly quickly as a human race, and that's in our future as we move towards congruity. And according to reverse speech, we have access to amazing powers in the unconscious mind. And as we become congruent, we have more and more access to those powers. So that's part of the mission of reverse speech, to enable us to reach congruity and have access to these unconscious powers. At least that's what the book It's Only a Metaphor argues. So go and get It's Only a Metaphor. It's onlymetaphor.com. Just released this week. You're going to want to get it and work on it. Okay. All right, next one along.
So all they can do is put it in the shop window and say, we've got that much extra, but they can't actually use it. Now, I think it could be used. It could be used to provide global public goods.
And this one says, so give up global government.
So give up global government.
Wow.
So give up global government. So give up global government.
Wow, that's a pretty clear reversal. Let's run the forwards again on this. Here's the forwards.
So all they can do is put it in the shop window and say, we've got that much extra, but they can't actually use it. Now, I think it could be used. It could be used to provide global public goods.
And so give up global government.
So give up global government.
So give up global government. So give up global government.
Interesting reversal. Okay. And next one along. Oh, I have to get to there. Oh, my file is jumping all over the place here. Where are we up to? I'm looking at Soros. I lost it. It's gone. Someone stole my Soros. Oh, no. All right, here we go. Well, we're at the end of the show, folks. No more reversals. All right, we'll see you all next week, everyone. Thanks for joining me. Bye-bye. See ya. Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then Reverse Speech Session Work is for you. With Reverse Speech Session Work, your voice is recorded and then analysed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioural problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behavior. Change your life today. Sign up for Reverse Speech Session Work. Go to www.reversespeech.com or call 503-568-7077.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3, commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times. You're listening to the Rentz Radio Network, nationwide and worldwide on the net and at Rentz.com.
Are you prepared for the future? Do you know how to navigate past the upcoming dangers before it's too late and seize budding opportunities before others do? Forecasting worldwide since 1980, Gerald Celente, publisher of the Trends Journal, provides timely and accurate trend forecasts that have earned him the reputation as the most trusted name in trends. The proof is in the hundreds of accurate forecasts Celente has made over the past 30 years. The 1987 stock market crash, the clean food trend, the dot-com bust. The Trends Journal alerts subscribers to early subtle signs of crucial trends that will shape our future. It allows readers to anticipate change, recognize the implications, and take proactive strategies. Put your money where your mind is with Gerald Celente's brilliant and indispensable Trends Journal. Go to trendsjournal.com or call 845-331-3500. That's 845-331-3500.
The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rentz Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope everybody's having a fantastic Friday. Got a lot of wild articles for you today. And how are you doing today, Dad?
Austin, I'm doing absolutely wonderful. I'm over in Lakeland right now, not at my regular desk, so if I sound a little muted or a little better, it's because I'm not in my same place. So I'm doing wonderful. How are you doing?
Oh, doing good, man. Staying busy. First article I want to start off with today, this is fantastic news. The SHARE Act, H.R. 3668, which basically went through and deregulated.